Welcome back to the Simpleton Review. I'm Charlie Simpleton, and I'm with my co-hosts Nate Simpleton and Lem Simpleton, and these guys are going to review with me the new album from NF. Let's do that right.
NF. Yes.
Yeah, the new album is called Hope, and Nate's going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with NF.
Yes, NF, otherwise known as Nathan John Fierstein. Yes.
Fierstein.
Yeah. He's been around for, probably about 10, 15 years now. He's not that old. He was born in 1991, so, of course, I guess that makes him over 30, doesn't it? That means
that's
I'm
why he kept
old,
mentioning the 30s in the album.
That's true. Yes, indeed. It's interesting. He has an album or a song on one of his albums where he talks to himself and he says Nathan. And since my name is Nathan, it's like, are you talking to me? It was really it's kind of weird. And that's a depressing one where he's talking about his mental health issues and stuff like that. So, yeah, Nate NF. He is born in Gladwin, Michigan, along with his idol, Eminem. You know, anyway, parents divorced. He was raised by his mother until his father had to take him away when her boyfriend abused him. That doesn't sound good. Mother died of an overdose in 2009, which led him to dedicate the song How Could You Leave Us to her. He's had not a fun life in many different ways. He has songs that have been acknowledged in the gospel music industry with Dove Awards. He does not consider himself a Christian rapper. He considers himself a Christian who makes songs. So, which I totally understand. Sometimes I used to tease people about that. But, you know, if you pigeonhole people to say they're a Christian so-and-so, then that means that it feels like that's all they can do is just make music a specific way. And
so you think he's going to be the next Hillsong rapper?
The next Hillsong rapper?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, most Christian music is all like the worship stuff that Hillsong.
I'll tell you, I let's not get started on the worship scene and the current state of Christian music, because I am, I have very strong opinions of that.
This is why people say they are Christians who make music.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I used to not be necessarily, but I am okay with that, especially when the only thing that dominates Christian music these days is Hillsong and Elevation music and just terrible, cheesy GCD music. It's just, come on, people. Let's get some depth here. Anyway, neither here nor there. Let's get back to NF's new album, Hope. And it is appropriately entitled Hope. I've listened to all of his albums because my other son, Brayden, is a very big fan of NF. And they are some of the most depressing music you could possibly listen to. And I have tried to encourage my son to not listen to it so much. Listen to it in moderation, because, man, if you just sat there and just played these songs over and over and over again, you could have mental issues because they're just depressing. This album, not so much so. This album is actually full of a lot of hope, as the title suggests, and I was really quite impressed. I didn't feel like I wanted to go shoot myself when it was done. So trigger warning, we now just talked about suicide. I gave you a trigger warning after the fact. Sorry about that. That's the way it goes. Welcome to my channel. So that's what I thought about NF's album Hope. Lemuel, what about you?
I thought it was pretty good. I'm not like a huge NF fan, just because his music is pretty sad, and you know, he talks a lot about stuff that I don't necessarily relate to, because
yeah,
I haven't lived that kind of a life. But this song, or this album, was a little bit more helpful. As always, his producer, Profile, I believe is his name, excellent, always kills it. Like, all his music sounds good, sound engineering's phenomenal. As far as rap goes, NF is a phenomenal rapper and is very capable of getting a message and a story across without using profanity or any sort of that stuff, so I think that makes him pretty respectable. But I probably wouldn't listen to it that much on my own if I didn't have to. So.
Yeah, I like him. He's good. I mean, he is very Eminem-ish. Maybe it's just because he's white. I don't know. but he does. I mean, he has that same kind of delivery in mm-hmm. his rap style. So it's very obvious that he's influenced by Eminem. I don't think Eminem cares. I think there's been some people that have tried to create a battle or a war between the two, and I don't think Eminem cares. It's like, whatever. Fine, if he wants to copy me, that's fine, you know, whatever, you know. But NF's been very, very successful. That one song that he had off of his last album, Let You Down, I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
was gigantic. That album, I think, made the top 10. It was on the Billboard charts. It was a big song. So, Charlie, you're a rap aficionado.
Actually, I'm not. I think that's why they pointed at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually like this album quite a bit. You know, I do like some rap, and this one, it definitely had more. You know, at first I was thinking, you know, I don't know why they called this Hope. This is kind of like dragging sound. You know, it's like it is actually a little bit more hard. The messages were kind of hopeful, but they weren't like extreme. They weren't set up for like extreme joy. But if you're coming from a background like we've just heard, this is very hopeful.
Yeah. And have you heard much of his other stuff?
I haven't heard any. This is the first album I've heard of for any.
Well, and by far and away, this is the most positive album he's ever done. Far and away. Yeah.
And I figured this has kind of got to be a comparison. It's very soulful. I mean, it is very, like, you can tell that he put a lot of himself into this album, not just, like, for call-outs or anything, but this is, like, a depth of character. He's talked about how he's kind of, like, growing into himself as a person and knowing that, you know, everything that he's got to do is what you got to do. And searching for hope, you know, is something that we've all got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And he does well. I mean, he's got a great delivery. He raps well. His rhyme schemes are great. He knows what he's doing. He's not a fake. He's not a wannabe. Even though he does sound a lot like Eminem, the dude holds his own. He can rap with the best of them. And he probably, in my opinion, might be one of the best rappers out there right now. He is really good. I don't like to listen to a lot of his music because I don't want to feel so depressed. but this album is quite good, and I do recommend it. And I think it is time, unless anybody has anything else to say about the album or the quality or anything like that or specific tracks they liked.
I did like Pandemonium and Suffice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Why?
I didn't write why, but I did write that I like those.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and we'll give our reviews. Charlie, we'll start with you. What's your score for NF's Hope?
I'm actually going to give it a 4. I really like the playfulness back and forth between songs. He did have a couple of songs that kind of had some like Andy Mineo vibe, and I really dig that because it's a very playful sound. Mm-hmm. And he just incorporated a lot of things that I wasn't expecting, and I really liked the rhyme scheme and just how it played out and meshed so well together.
That's great. That's a great synopsis of that. Fantastic. Lemuel, what about you?
I'd put it at a 3.5. I think it's worth the listen. I think if you like rap, you'll probably like this album. If you like NF, you will like this album. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, still not really my thing. I think when it comes to rap, I can be a little bit more picky because I think a lot of rap's a little tough. But NF makes the list. Like, I'd rather listen to him than a lot of other rappers. So
I agree. Look, Hope, it debuted at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard charts, selling 123,000 album equivalent units, of which 80,500 were pure album sales, which means that it is, I think that's certified gold already in just that release. I'm pretty sure 100,000 sales is gold and 500,000 is platinum. So he's well on his way. Real album sales, not just digital copies, but pure album sales. 80,500. That's pretty impressive.
Cool.
In 2023, that's amazing. It's really good because that doesn't happen much. And the only reason he didn't hit the top spot is because some country singer by the name of Morgan Wallens became... took the top spot. But yeah, this was NF's third top 10 album. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, that's nuts. I'm impressed. I just, because I want to make sure it is Simpleton certified, I will give it a 3.5. I'd give it a 3 otherwise. I like NF. I think it's a really good album. I actually not sure if I think it's his best album stylistically, but I do think it's a good album. But I will give it a 3.5 because I want to make sure it is
Simpleton certified.
Heck yeah. We're so good at saying that at the same time. Did Lemmy get in trouble?
It'll be better when we're in a studio, I think.
Yeah. Is Bannon asleep?
Yes.
Did you just wake him up?
Nah, it's fine. There was a truck yesterday revving its tires outside, like right outside his room, and he slept through it, so.
Did your wife just glare at you, though, for doing that?
No, she's just watching her firefighter show. She can't even hear me. Her headphones are on.
Oh, okay, good, good. Sounds good. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us here at the Simpleton Review. We look forward to seeing you next week. If you like what we do here, please click subscribe. Tell a friend, hey, go see these nerds. They have this program that comes out every week. It's only 10 minutes long. It's 10 minutes. That's not too much time to waste. You go out and you do your smoke breaks. They're longer than that. It's okay, right? It's fine. It's fine.
Bring us out on your smoke break.
That's yeah, bring us true. Out on your smoke break. Pop your marble in your mouth. Take a couple of puffs and listen to Simpleton. It'll be smooth. Like Tennessee whiskey. All right. You guys have a good time. We'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Stop that. That's silly.
Stop that. And now it's time for something completely different. Hello, I'm looking for a book. Oh, yes. What kind of book? We've got lots of books. I believe the title is, the author's name is Darrell's Chickens. Darrell's Chickens. Do you mean Charles Dickens? No. Quite sure it's Darrell's Chickens. Okay. Well, what's the name of the book? I believe the name of the book is Sale of Two Titties. Don't you mean the Tale of Two Cities? No, quite sure it's the Sale of Two Titties.